Well, it is now time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg's Nick Carello. Well, good afternoon there, Nick. Now, we do know as gun violence in America continues to be a persistent issue in schools, one district in South Carolina thinking about implementing AI-powered systems to scan for weapons on campuses if voters approve a bond measure next week. Now, Nick, to talk to us some more on what's going on here in the South Carolina school district and what exactly is this technology all about?
Hi, yeah. This is a pretty popular investment that we've been seeing crop up across school districts in the United States. Specifically here, the South Carolina School District is asking voters for permission to bond next week as part of their, it's a $588 million bond. A small portion of that would be used for school security investments, and about $2 million, if it's approved, would go towards AI-powered. They're almost like metal detectors that can use AI to screen for weapons. And the school district has also applied for a grant in the event that the bond doesn't get approved.
Now, what exactly is AI going to do here? How they're going to help out the school districts?
So the way the company pitches itself is that these types of systems can use advanced AI and some X-ray type technology to screen for things like guns or knives, and it can screen much faster than a kind of traditional a traditional metal detector, and requires fewer people to operate. And additionally, it's mobile. So if they needed to maybe screen students and faculty going into, say, a football stadium, they could just move the detectors from the front door to a different location.
No, so, go on, please. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that this this company called Evolve has these types of technology in all sorts of venues, like big sporting arenas or big museums. But recently, they've seen a really big spike in their education business, partly driven by rising gun violence in schools.
Now, with this, you're talking about how it's portable. I'm envisioning like an MRI portable, like bus or a trailer. Are we looking at something like this that's just going to be dropped off here in front of Levi Stadium and everybody has to walk through this portal and then hopefully that we find no weapons? Or what are we talking about?
That's my sense. I've never seen them in person, but if you kind of look at the promotional material the company uses on their website and how they talk about it in their earnings call, they kind of look like your traditional metal detector, but just a little bit more mobile.
What are the health aspects with this, walking through this? Is there any issues with this AI technology, like what we have to deal with when it comes to X-rays?
That didn't come up so much in my reporting. I think really the bigger topic that some of the experts we spoke to pointed to was this idea that a lot of schools are spending on school security, but there is not, as of this time, very much evidence backing up that they're very effective at detecting threats or reducing gun violence in the United States. So one of the experts we talked to just received a grant from the Department of Justice to kind of study the efficacy and how much schools are spending on these types of investments. And, you know, it's just a surprisingly very quickly growing industry as schools are trying to protect themselves against rising threats.
Now, from a privacy standpoint, are we concerned about being able to have facial recognition or being able to see other body parts for both male and females, or is there no issues there with that?
It didn't come up very much in my calls. We spoke to one principal at a school in Arizona who has recently installed a similar AI screening technology. It doesn't do physical scans like the Evolve technology does, but it uses technology to read the camera footage that the existing cameras are capturing. And they said that it does have some other kind of beneficial uses. Like, for instance, the technology was able to detect a student who was having an asthma attack in the hallway and alerted the school's administration to go out and check on them. In another instance, they were able to detect students who were stealing from the school's theater department. And both those are things that probably wouldn't have gone detected if they just had kind of traditional cameras in place.
Now, how do parents feel about this? Are they on board with this, or is this something that is slowly going to be brought out to more schools around the country, or are parents asking for this?
It's mixed. The school district that we spoke to in South Carolina, they were an interesting example because they had been looking at investing in security for quite some time. trying to up the school security and modernize it. But in September, there was a hoax incident where there were some reports that were circulating on social media of a threat to shoot the school, which ended up being totally false, and there was no violence that actually came out of that incident. But it did prompt a lot of concern from parents asking, you know, what is the district doing to make the school district safer? How are we kind of protecting ourselves against these types of threats and distinguishing them from real threats? And that definitely, I think, bolstered the case for the district to consider investing in technology like this.
Well, thank you very much there. That was Bloomberg's Nick Carello. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.